deal with the work that is required by Parliament. But this is our last meeting, and as it is our last meeting, we want it to be as efficient as possible so that it enables people to leave to do other more constructive work, or less constructive, but whatever it is work, I would hope. So good morning to everyone, the DTI on my right, staff from Parliament, Ms. Malalani, Ms. Hurling, Ms. Matanda. I want you to stay here, this is your last meeting. And then Ms. Naidu and the COO, Ms. Jodie Scholtz from DTI. I'm putting these names in for the benefit of history. Now, on my left, we have Mr. Hermans, the committee secretary, who's fortunately not had to book into hospital, and he's just going to relax when I've gone. So now we... the Honourable Kwabasa, our whip, the Honourable Hadebe, member of the committee, Honourable Waili, Honourable Salah, another member, the latest member, Honourable Daryl Swanepoel, the head of the opposition here in this committee, DA, Honourable James, and of course our long-standing COPE member, who I can say has always coped with this committee tremendously, Honourable McIntosh, and of course somebody who kept us on our toes, the Honourable Advocate Alberts. Thank you very much. I see Ms. Makanda left quite suddenly, but yes, she is also employed by Parliament and therefore works for all of us in a way. And further back is Mr. Clive Harmsa, the Whip Secretary. Thank you. Is that right? Thank you. All right, on that basis then, we're going to ask somebody with one amendment to change this agenda. We are going to be finished at 11:15, half past at the very latest. I'm leaving here. So can we have someone to please adopt this agenda? Thank you, Honourable McIntosh, seconded by the Honourable Kwabasa, who served as a good manco, a very solid and sound manco member who contributed a lot to the committee. Consideration. We've got only two items here. This cannot be a final report on this committee's work on the budget and the third quarterly, and it is therefore only an interim report, really just for the record. So if you look at it here, this was prepared by staff on the basis of what has occurred in this committee. Is that right, Ms. Hurling and Ms. Kwanda? Right. Ms. Madalani, yeah. The mandate of the committee is then clearly noted, and at the bottom of page 1, the purpose. And then page 2, the layout of the report, and the issues that this is addressing, or rather that the budget review and recommendation report, recommendations, because the quarterly reports in some sense need, when it alerts us to certain things, would have some reference to that, so that we know where we're going forward on things, even though the BRRR is looking at the following budget. But nevertheless, if you know what's happened in the previous period, you have a better idea as to whether it's going to be spent effectively or whether there's sufficient allocation. The expenditure of the department up to December 2013, this is of course the third quarterly, this is not new material on page 3, it's all old material. Just the one little thing, a little tip from myself who types a lot. Try using Arial Narrow and then you won't have a little E at the bottom for variance. You know, just sort of close up the gap there. Page 4. the non-financial performance, which is particularly important in the way that we are moving these days. We are not simply moving on a stewardship of funds, but what is the outcome and the output of an allocation? Is it where it should be? Some of the areas that required improvement, and I think that that's the important part, the CEDA, the cooperatives, the critical infrastructure program. Some of you may remember when we went to Kumba, and most of us thought SIP was sipping juice till they explained what SIPs was, you know. Perhaps the Honourable James had one over us, but I don't think you were at Kumba. I think it was the Honourable Tim Harris and who else? Oh, the horse racing guy. What was his name? Jacques. Yeah. How is his horse doing at the moment, Honourable James? His horse. No. No, I'm only asking because the last time his horse won, we all got champagne. Definitely not. We seem to know more about his members than he does, Honourable James. The National Consumer Commission, who was here only yesterday. And I do think this must be very clear even in this report. Is there a sentence here telling us that they must be carefully monitored? Is there a sentence here? Because I didn't see one. I'm just... where is it? Where is it, Miss Hurley?
It's contained in the conclusion.
All right. Well, we'll leave you. All right, we'll let you off the hook. Okay. Page 6. Improvements in the NCC's financial and non-financial performance goes on there. Yes, it is good that they're functioning, the internal audit and the audit committee. And the backlog was cleaned up, but except for yours, wasn't it, Honourable Kadebi? That little backlog wasn't cleaned up. I think it's going to be cleaned up this week. NLB, okay? Right. They have, of course, in the NLB indicated that the Public Finance Management Act, they had to make it clear that some of the fraudulent grant applications would be addressed and were being addressed. They indicated that lottery sales are lower than they perhaps had been in the previous year. Distributing agencies, etc. And yes, we simply noted that one or two of the discrepancies which they pointed out related to arts and culture, that one, but nothing more than that. I'm not sure what happened to the bottom of the page, because it looks like mine slipped off. Page 7. Oh, I see. All right. No, it's to do with the fact that they increased the size. Page 8, the budget vote itself. The industry expenditure for DTI has been increased by 3.4%. That's the 2014-2015 budget. So that you're looking at 9.8, nearly 10 billion. But however, now all of you are familiar with economics now, 5 years later. And you know perfectly well the difference between nominal and real. So the point being made here, it would appear to be an increase. It's a nominal increase. It is actually a real decrease. And you need to take that on board. It would be the equivalent of giving a house keeper, you know, the person who runs your homes, the Minister of the Interior, something like 500 rand more for housekeeping when everything else has gone up 1,000 rand. It's a real decrease, the value. And I think it's not really a laughing matter when we think of it, because we did want this to be a real increase, but I think in terms of how they've allocated it, I think in the conclusion we ought to note that the allocation would need to be done even more effectively, you know, the allocative efficiency, because you actually got less money to do more work. So that's the only point I would make. You have indicated the credit export, you know, export credit and so on. The conclusion. Given the critical nature of the NCC's mandate, the committee is of the opinion that continuous quarterly oversight over the work of the NCC is important to ensure that this entity becomes fully operational. Now, I do want you to listen to this because I need you to agree or disagree. The first, yes, Honourable James.
Thank you, Chair. Do we comment now as we go along?
Yes, comment now.
Okay, if I would make that sentence a little stronger and suggest that we insert vigorous between that and continuous. That the committee is of the opinion that vigorous, continuous quarterly.
Okay. Can tell he's been on a squash court. Think he's bringing the squash court. You see, the way it's reading in black It's got to be changed. You need to start it again. The following allocations are made. And because this was one of the issues that came out of the BRRR, and I think it's important to say where it came from. It didn't just fly into DTI's mind. ECIC, in the committees, the BRRR of the committee, the request of the committee and the BRRR has ensured that the Export Credit Insurance Corporation, etc., receives an increase from that to X in its outer year. Make it clear it's in the outer year. It's not in this first period. And that's what the OCOO was saying. What? Is it changing? But we're giving you the sentence. Right. Okay, the committee has found that given the nature... No, we did. We get to the bottom. No, we didn't. The NCC should reach a stage, right? Furthermore, an almost 60% vacancy rate is unacceptable. And every effort should be made to fill critical vacant posts in the NCC's organizational structure. However, this should be accompanied by the provision of adequate training.
Chair, may I make a suggestion? The last sentence, however, I don't think we should say however. We should simply say this must, not should.
Now, the should is very strong in legal language.
Do you think it's enough?
Very strong. You should do.
You must do this, even stronger. It's an obligation. Anyway.
Madam Chair, when you express should like you do, then it sounds like must. must is a much more unambiguous term, I would say, where should can be. Should is more a wish.
Okay.
It can be interpreted as a wish, yes.
The committee has found that given the nature of DTI's work.
Ms. Fuchs, generally if one was going to look at a cost per output, some of DTI's work covers areas such as trade negotiations, so incentives would be a bit easier to determine allocative efficiency. But if you were looking at a trade negotiation and how much you spent on it, you wouldn't be able to as easily do so.
Yeah, you see, I didn't get that understanding at all. And I doubt if I can't get it, then I doubt anyone else's. It makes sense what you're saying now. But I think as it's come out of nowhere, we may need to just have noted it possibly in the intro to some degree, that the nature of DTI, the trade, will always, it would always prove a challenge to effectively cost out the negotiation process. Would that be, no, Honourable James?
Is a fundamental point that one cannot measure the results of trade negotiations in the longer term. Isn't that the point?
Well, so is it in the long term, but not in the short term.
In the short term, but what we must be then have a phrase that says the indeterminacy of the results, of the short-term results of trade negotiations.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that.
Are we all agreed on that?
I'm just seeking clarity on where exactly the place is.
Don't you think we could put something in it, the intro, but a twin mandate, and the one is, the industry side, we can cost out far more effectively in the short term than and then we go with the sentence you've just given us as a conclusion. Do we agree there? I think the point we are making is that it's a fair comment. And then you would, remove that, a lot of the other senses. And I think you also need to note here that the
DTI has had unqualified reports. The challenge has been exasperated by the Parliamentary Budget Office not being fully functional. They tell me it is functional, it is not just fully functional. They do carry out certain operations. The fact that we haven't seen this ourselves is another issue. So it is not fully operational.
It surely cannot be exasperated. It must be exacerbated.
Yes, exacerbated.
You can get, you can be exasperated and the inability to. Yeah. Yes.
I think it was because it took place after the dinner. By that point, people, and then it got confused with the budget. All right, we've just about finished. We have to finish now, which will substantively contribute to the budgetary support the committee requires to undertake this. The committee looks forward to a fully operational budget office, which will substantively contribute to this. I think what one would also like to say, not just at informal things, is in the conclusion as well, that the committee wishes to express its appreciation for the cooperation with the DTI, which has enabled it to do more effective budget oversight, in particular you don't call it a budget office. What do you call it, Jody? Ms. Scholz? What do you call it, an operations office?
In my office.
Yeah.
It's the strategy unit.
And it's the strategy unit that's doing the budget.
Oh, no, that's the office of the CFO.
That's the one. And that's the end of the matter. So it's an interim report. All right? Can we have someone to propose adoption of the interim report with the amendments? Thank you, Honourable McIntosh, seconded by Honourable Salah. And then the legacy one is not, this one is just a legacy document, pure and plain. One was asked about this, and I said the purpose of this document that this committee is now handing over to the new chair and new committee is that it's we hope it will indicate to them the focus areas that we had here in this fourth parliament. So you see there the industrial policy, the developmental steel price, the trade on, I'm not going to go pages because your pages are different, are they? Page 2, the legislation. Can you believe it? The committee considered and processed 12 pieces with the... Oh, you need a copy. Which computer had this in the first place? We'll use this. And anyway, you know, Ms. Hurling, we value your work here, and that budgetary thing, by the way, and I know members won't mind us doing this, we'll just put an appreciation to the staff, our own staff. Can we agree on that small little addition there? Yeah. You know, staff that got terribly thin while members got a little overweight. Right. I'm speaking for myself. I didn't waste away like some people I know. Right. Legislation. 12 pieces. The last thing, of course, is a GRC there on that page. During this, the gambling, interactive gambling regulations. And in a way, we did do, you know, it was almost like a bill. That thing was on the table so long, wasn't it, Honourable Khadebi? Key areas of work. Key challenge. Is that hand up, Honourable James? Yes.
Madam Chair, I just want to do that very first sentence. I don't like at all on the industrial policy on the first page, the introductory sentence, and I just would like to suggest some changes. I think it should read as follows: the revised industrial policy action plan IPAP 2 was an organized effort, not a deliberate attempt, an organized effort, because IPAP cannot be deliberate. It's an organized effort to stem deindustrialization and the decline of the manufacturing sector, not within. And then it is a shift towards the growth of a developmental economy, and this is my difficulty, taking deliberate decisions. An economy cannot take a decision.
The
so,
of a developmental
economy.
To accelerate.
Yeah, or designed to accelerate employment creation.
Because I made a note in the committee yesterday about horse racing. Yes.
This is the grey bit is the executive summary. So inside the report itself is more detailed follow-up work which the committee has raised. Okay.
So what I think we are saying, if we remain with one
area, there are three actually, as a committee. The one which is overarching is even linked to gambling, which we've already referred to, and that is the horse racing industry. The horse racing industry require, it's urgent that it is regulated, even their own request, something they themselves wanted. And secondly, within that same point, the groomers, what do they call themselves? Groomers. And within the industry, there is a need because the committee took that decision. It's never been implemented. I don't know what the problem is. For the recognition of the grooms, full stop. We're not talking about how it should be recognised because that decision wasn't taken. But the horse racing industry, we did not address effectively. We made every attempt, and they were always running one horse in front of us. I know, yeah, that's fine, but we wanted, you know, I hear... It's an overriding thing. It's 5 years old. And the other issue which is 5 years old is what? Gambling? Is that gambling ever effectively passed? No. And that's why you still have bottled stores right opposite schools. No. You know, and you can't move them. These things have got to be addressed in a cooperative manner between the three spheres of government. Yes, I don't know. Are there any former mayors here? Are there any former mayors here? All right, we've got to finish. Honourable James is looking at his watch as well. Now, can you please, what was that point there about in a cooperative manner? You see this whole horse racing thing, the whole gambling issue has to be resolved through the three spheres of government working cooperatively. Well, you know, cooperative governance. Okay, I don't want to be delayed now. Recommendations. Vision. Well, I must say my vision is improving. Let's see if the committee's vision did. The mission, the outcomes. No, it'll be 2 minutes.
Madam Chair, I have to excuse myself, I'm very sorry. Can I go through the document from beginning to end? I scanned it, I don't have any difficulties with it in terms of what's there, but I need
have
to...
Have you scanned it though?
I've scanned it. And if I have any further comments, I promise to send it through to Andre.
Okay.
Before the end of the day. Okay.
But then I can't call another meeting to pass it.
I see. You want that passed?
You know what I'd like you to do is we do have to just get it off. Is there anything in particular you could talk to your colleagues just if there is something that comes up here? Because we're going on till 11:30.
Yeah. I have the responsibility to chair another meeting, I'm sorry.
I know.
So,
and can't you send Jordan?
How long would it take for us to be in a position to actually decide on this? 5 minutes?
5 minutes, 10 minutes. 10 minutes. At the most. Page, already we lost two of those minutes. Page 5. No, these are, they're not exactly statistical. They're not statistical. Yes. Honourable Kwabasa.
On page 3, bullet paragraph 2, bullet 2, key areas for future work. Where it says oversight over... Now, that bid's being under review, in fact, scrapped and replaced by a new...
The Investment Protection Act.
Yeah.
Just clean that
bit up.
Yes.
Honourable
I'm sorry to correct that.
bills are still being implemented. That investment protection is still a bill. So because it's not yet an act, the bills are still being implemented. Even if they're terminated with Arakan Party, there's a time which is allocated for them to be fulfilled. I think it's 10 years. Well, yeah, something
like that. The implementation of the review is basically calling for a review of the current bills. That's it, because we have said that before. Oversight on ongoing trade relations, no problem. And implementation of existing agreements and a review of bits generally, because it's not all the bits that are going to change. Yeah, just note the word review in just before bits. Yes?
May I suggest possibly changing it from the focus on bits to looking at the promotion and protection of investment, so it's a bit broader than just the bits.
Change its name.
It may. All right. Now, we're moving to recommendations, broadly speaking. I want now the key issues just to be addressed here. We mustn't forget the horse racing. We know that. The entities, the squams. Where did you throw in squams? These people, we said in our last report, we've got to scrap all these boards. We only need one board. Do you remember that report we wrote and passed? There's got to be one board. The rest of them must get rid of the tables and chairs. There's one board. But that we've made that decision. It's not a new decision. Just re-emphasize it. But it hasn't been implemented. Page 11. Page 12, 13, the lotteries board at the beginning, at the end of the page, for mine anyway. Special economic zones. Functions of the committee. Key stats. What are these key stats? Right, overseas trips taken. You can see we hardly left the country. Yeah. I think another recommendation, can the trade and industry be allowed to travel a bit more to exercise its role effectively in trade? No. Yeah, I think we need to be on the move, Honourable Khudebi. Yeah. Okay, let's just get on the move. No, I'm not joking. We are a strategic committee. We should be on the move. Yes, Honourable Khudebi. Yeah. Mm. And what they are saying, are they actually... We only hear about Dubai when they've said goodbye, and then they come and bring a report here. Yes, Honourable McIntosh.
No, are we on page 4? We're still on the...
No, we're on page 26.
Okay, there's a grammar error, but I'll come back to that.
No, well, grammar we know we don't have to worry about because you're corrected directly with the writers. Page 27. The Fifth Parliament. Now, this is our claim to fame, where we really give advice based on experience. And not even advice, suggestions, proposals. Calling for new regulations to be presented for input before these are triple B, double E. Remember the new regulations? The review, the implementation of new legislation within 2 to 3 years of these coming in. Yes, I think there should be a general review of legislation. It should be a practice and not seen as something new every 5 minutes. Ensuring that there is sufficient awareness regarding the new legislation. I do think we failed there to a large degree. We need all of us to go into the media more frequently here and into the rural areas and to get little one-pagers in all languages. Have you got that about all languages? Co-ops, tribunals, national lotteries, etc., overseeing the status of bodies who are reporting directly, etc., overseeing the transition. That's important, that transition, by the way. The consultations and encouraging the Minister of DTI to engage the Minister, the Department of Justice, to review its legislation to, legislation related to emolument attachment orders and to align these with the spirit of the National Credit Amendment Bill. I wonder if spirit is too soft. Page 28, the top of the page. Remember the National Credit Act, okay. And then it spoke about all the overseas trips. And by the way, please put the Interdepartmental Committee for Industrialization and Steel. Remember that one? Yes. You must put it there. Okay, Atlantis, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Sedibeng, Northern Cape, Katu, is that where we were, Katu? And then there we are, study tours undertaken, WTO, SACO. By the way, you never went on one trip, did you, Honourable Jane? Now, I will ask them, the next trip to Kenya, you must go. As a priority. No, we'll make it Uganda. Sorry. I know the Uganda is a beautiful place. Yeah. 38.
You want to go to Kazakhstan.
39. No, I think on a more serious note, there is a need, Ms. Hurling, to factor in the committee accompanying the minister to give him support or her support to on these trade trips. You mustn't forget to put that one in. Challenges emerging, issues for follow-up on page 41. There is usually insufficient time available to interrogate the impact of international agreements. And that is correct. Thank you. Now imagine if we were going overseas, we'd be abreast of these agreements. Yes. Honourable McIntosh.
Madam Chair, one issue for follow-up, and I'm thinking of that colloquium we had on administered prices,
yes,
with Eskom and the impact on the foundry industry,
yes,
and so on, which was fascinating. I don't know what's happened from it, but anyway, I do think we need a colloquium, and it was actually on the agenda,
yes,
for this term with the labour movement, with the trade unions. Because no, don't look at the ANC members, Madam Chair.
I'm trying to look at the board.
Oh, I see. My
I'm
apologies.
I'm wondering where you are. You see.
I'm on issues for follow-up.
Oh, okay.
But
by the way, I enjoy looking at my own party. Please, Honourable
Mayor. No, I'm teasing you, but because the whip. I'm just concerned we shouldn't let the whip tell us what we should do on this generally. But my point is, it wasn't the agenda to have a colloquium on with the labour movement for this term. It was part of our work. And I just think it's something which is important, just as the port prices and everything else. And the reality is that these strikes have had a very serious impact on IPAP and everything else.
Yeah.
So I think the next session we should have something on that.
Well, look, we actually didn't have a committee agreement exactly on that, but it came up as an issue on what is now a lapsed IPAP report, Honourable Kadebi. The lapsed IPAP report must come here. It must be brought back to life, you know, resuscitated, as they say, and you must put that as a bullet there. And what we can do then is to say, along with administrative prices, the issues related to labour need to be taken into account. That's, if that's what that sentence says in the IPAP report. It didn't use any word like colloquium, but that doesn't prevent the next committee, if they want to hold one. It doesn't stop them. issues for follow-up, trade agreements, etc. And by the way, that money we agreed to give Cuba, has it even only a little bit went there for the seed, because we're still trying to get the balance of that money through to them. And anyway, look, I think that's a very important issue. If I'm returned to Parliament, I shall make it my business to see it's done. Issues to follow up. Honourable Khadebe.
On the issue of Cuba, I think that we must also be explicit that we are disgusted with these illegal sanctions which they have, America is having against Cuba. Which is wrong. Why do I say that it's disgusting? Because when coming to the issue of the agricultural goods, the American companies do participate in Cuba, pavilions and everything. But when we have to participate there, we are being stopped. I think the incoming committee must anticipate the workaround.
I think that is a point, and as we come to the next page, or did you want to just comment there before we attempt to adopt the report, Honourable Jane?
Honourable Chair, I think it's important for the next committee to review the impact of the shift in trade regime, you know, from bilaterals to the new trade regime, is to actually measure how that works and if it's working, a sort of a review procedure for the shift in trade regime.
No, I think that's a fair comment there, that one. Honourable Debbie?
Sure, the last one. I think on the issue of recommendations, I think that investigation which was initiated by the minister on the issue of the grooms, that report must be tabled. It must be tabled in the very first quarter of the next parliament.
Table.
Now,
I think it's been a very fair comment here from all members, and everyone participated. And on this note then, if anyone should come across semantics, please inform Ms. Hurling. And thank you very much, Ms. Hurling. Thank you very much to our researcher, Ms. Madalani Zakwanda, Zakwanda Madalani, Mr. Hermans. And on that note of thanking staff, and I wanted to thank my secretary as well, because without her, I would find it very difficult to carry on. Can we have someone to propose adoption, please? Thank you, Honourable James, seconded by the Honourable Khadebe. We have yesterday's set of minutes only. Page one. Honourable James.
Madam Chair, may I leave now?
You may too.
Would I say it was extraordinary an honour to be part of this committee? I think you're a very, very good chair, and I've really grown to like my colleagues enormously. So it's been a real pleasure. I wish everybody well. See you after May the 7th.
Mayor or Premier of Cape Town?
I like chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable James. Thank you for your constructive participation. Thank you. We've got the minutes and then we are finished. It is actually. I haven't got my rally voice, but I think you can hear me. Right, I even put some people to sleep. Now, page one. Tuesday the 11th of March. Page one. Page two. I thought Professor Nebu Tunda's initials were something else other than A. No, it's got two. What is it? The one is before the Alfred. N A or something. But anyway, please check. And then I see here grant funding. You've got, I don't know what that is. What's that thing? Is it a colon? Page two. At the bottom, the National Consumer Commission, page three, page four,
Just to go back to the top of page 3, that whole issue about the NCC not being able to measure what the nature of the complaints, or having not having a sense of what the nature of the complaints were, and so on. You know, that I think needs to be added in.
Did they respond to you, Ms. Hurley?
The National Consumer Commission did respond yesterday.
You know, I was just asking because that was actually one of the questions, but I don't see it coming out that clear here. Remember the issue of the nature of the complaints.
I can forward the response to members.
Been under a lot of pressure. Let's just do that for you. Whether the NCS were phoning, etc., where the impact of engagement, lack of clear. The lack of clear communication strategy. But also, there is a need for a breakdown, or an analysis of the nature of the complaints. Isn't that what you want?
And
its outcome. All right. I think that's it. Fine. Page 4. We have somebody now on page 5. To propose adoption for the 11th of March. Thanks, Honourable. I'll go the other way this time. Honourable Becky Khadebe, the whip, seconded by Manco member Honourable Ndaba Kaisa Khwabasa. I got that right, didn't I? Right.
Just on this recording and the minutes and everything, what I find is that all of this is very efficiently done in this committee, and you have what you call a Hansard as well. Mm. Now, I just would like to know how the mechanics of that work, and why, for example, in Parliament, in the National Assembly, whether it's the same people who do our Hansard or the same people who deal with the Hansard. Okay. No, because I just find that the Hansard here incredibly inefficient. I mean, in the National Assembly, not here. Okay, no, I just thought it was the same people. I couldn't understand why this Hansard work is so well done and the other is not. But who actually does the Hansard work? Is it some ghost, sporgy, somewhere around here?
No. It's probably people of our age group. You see? Sitting at home, relaxing.
I'm sorry. So they receive a transcript and they type it out. There are a lot of people who provide that service.
We give them the tape, and that's why it's very important to speak clearly. We give them the tape, and then they do everything. So what I didn't note, though, at the end of these minutes, because Honourable Mabasa, you were just coming in a bit later from your other meeting, and we note that, but I, for the record, introduced everyone as it was our last meeting. So thank you very much, Honourable Ajit Langoma Mabasa, who sits both in the EDD, as well, of course, as in the Portfolio Committee of Trade and Industry. Thank you. Now, everyone was acknowledged, am I right, including Thandiswa Makhanda. And the very last thing I think you should all go into the elections with is it would be a good idea if you took out a book of poetry and try to look at some of our well-known African poets. But among them is someone called Ben Okri. And Ben Okri wrote a very beautiful poem called Turn On Your Light. Turn on the light. And I'm only reading a few lines and not the 60 lines. The new era is already here. Here the new time begins anew. And yes, the new era happens every day. Every day is a new world, a new calendar. All great moments, all great eras are just every moment and every day writ large. Now, the most important thing about the next thing is he talks about when you start to bear fruit, you need to deliver a rich harvest. And the question all of us should be asking, when you've worked very hard as you have for 5 years, the question is, will you be at the harvest? Will you be among the gatherers of new fruits? Because if you do want to be there, then you must live every day anew and join the warriors and the celebrants of freedom, those great realizers of great dreams. You can't remake the world, but you can remake yourself. You can remake your community. So there is a need for inner liberation, which we all need to use. Liberate ourselves. And remember that only free people can make a free world. And I want to thank everyone here for working extremely hard. You certainly all deserve to be gatherers of the fruits. Thank you very much. And, well, we're all going to be working hard over the election period. But I hope that when you come back, or even if you don't come back, you seek to be a catalyst in your community to bring about change. Change to develop a new society, a society in which we all care about each other. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Madam Chair, I'm the only person who's actually not going to be fighting an election campaign. I'm not on any lists. I'm leaving, as it were, elective politics, certainly for the next foreseeable future, but I'm fit and well. I cycled the Argus on Sunday and recovered quite well from that. In fact, I was fine. So I'm in good health, but I do want to wish you all the very best, and I've really enjoyed being on this committee, I must say, although I have sometimes perhaps been, not rude, but I have been a bit sharp sometimes. My apologies for that. And it's been tremendous. My whole skilling actually is in property and land and farming, but I made a decision this time not to serve on those committees, but to do something, and I've decided DTI could be a great committee to be on, and I must say I've enjoyed it, and I've had my mind stretched, and I've been enormously impressed by all the hard work that's done, not least by you, Madam Chair, but also by the staff and the other members of the committee. So it's been super to be here, and have a great election, guys. I'll be watching from the sidelines. For a change, I won't be on the playing field. So, but it's going to be a very interesting election to watch, and maybe I'll go up to the count on the 7th or 6th of May, because I still will be an MP then, but on the 7th of May, no longer.
Thank you for your service to the people of our country, Honourable McIntosh. Thank you very much. I didn't note you, Denver, because you were sitting behind me. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you. Honourable Hadebe, was your hand up? Because I wanted to close, yes.
No, Chairperson, you've just inspired me with the words you have uttered. Now. But what I'd like to recall is the Book of Wisdom, which is the Bible. In particular, chapter 21 of Joshua, where Joshua called all the children of Israel and assembled them together. And told them that you remember what your God Jehovah has done to you. He liberated you from Egypt. He took you through the desert. He made your enemies to disappear in front of you and gave you this land of Canaan. Now it is up to you to choose whether you are going to take the gods of the nations you find there, or you'll stick with Jehovah your God who liberated you. So his final words was that as for him and his household, he's going to side with Jehovah our God. I think that the story of the South African people is similar.